is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Lots is going on with Matt. Always a lot going on. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, boy man, and listeners out there on the network.
Today, earlier in the show, somebody asked about your golf tournament on April 18th. They wanted to play in it. Explain, it's a charity golf tournament, your second annual What's Your Handicap, right?
Yes, yeah, no, tripping ain't easy, What's Your Handicap. And then we can, yeah, sign up on my website. That's the way to do it right now. And then...
Give your website.
Positive-matters.org.
And they can, then they can call your cell phone too, right? If they want to talk.
949-375-1178. And it should be pretty good because me and John Connors have we're having another meeting this weekend. And then we're going to call Christine from Tilly's Live Center to get her input on it.
Yeah, well, it was fun last year. I played in it. I stunk up that golf course, and it's all for
we all did, man.
It's all for a good cause too, right?
Yeah. Helping other people, trying to get out there, be independent, just coma therapy, and the speaking to the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, all these different episodes, California Youth Services, and then telling people I'm not drunk and with the police. With the police officer, like the one I had on last week from, he's based in Santa Ana, but we drove out to Camp Pendleton, and that was pretty fun. Seeing all the Marines, and the oldest one was 28. It was pretty cool.
What did you tell them? What did you talk to the Marines at Camp Pendleton about?
About drinking and driving, because, I mean, well, people are saying, oh, they're just Marines. That's what they do. But it's stupid, you know? I mean, you want to die? You want to get, because... He told them all about the law, the money, all the stuff that goes along with it. And then I come in and I tell them about what can happen if you almost die, or if you do die, or if you stay in a coma, or then it just doesn't affect just you because you're crazy. It's crazy. Yes, I was in a coma, but friends, family, and everyone takes a part of it, you know?
Yeah, and you were a passenger in a car with a... extremely drunk driver, and you went over the bridge, and he steered the car right off the bridge, and that's why you are, you know, a coma survivor today.
Yeah, and it's just he jumped down, broke his leg, and I stayed in and dropped to 30 feet. Boom. It's all crazy, and it should be, you know. I have my mom documented the full year after it's like a 30 page of summary of how it was through my whole thing. And she said her mom friend, but mainly best friend, she was my friend through the whole thing. That was what it was, you know, even through the ups and downs.
So with the Marines at Camp Pendleton, do they have a problem in the Marines with a lot of the
they drink and drive? Yeah, I think 40 of them out of like 170 got DUIs.
You mean of the new enlistment?
Yeah. But see, because if a crash happens, then it's a whole nother, the bill raises. And if death happens, then you get charged. And then, because with Mothers Against Drunk Driving and the DUI people I speak to, there's a law called the mandate law, and if they go through that class and they get caught with another DUI and someone dies, they already know, so they just, boom, they get murdered. They don't get, like, what if I would have died, the guy driving would have got in vicarious, in him, whatever that word is, manslaughter.
Yeah.
Because he didn't mean to do it. But see, if you go through MAS class, and you know all that stuff, then you get the charge of murder, so you're done.
Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. You've talked to a lot of groups, and for people who haven't ever heard you before, Matt is many times mistaken for being drunk by the way he talks, but the way you talk is a result of surviving the coma. That's why you talk. And you don't drink at all.
No, no. Not anymore. I did for 3 years back in like 27, 2007 to 2011. So that was, but then I went to the sobriety house three different times. And it was just, it was crazy, you know. And it's, sobriety house isn't a sobriety house, but it is if you want to do it. But there's people in there that are taking drugs to get off the drugs, you know. And people that think they have it under control, but don't, you know.
You know, I've known a couple people that were severe alcoholics. And there was nothing anybody could do to stop them from continuing to be alcoholics. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, they can't. They have to do it. You know, it's all them. Like, because my brain injury, I have perseveration. That means you do things over and over and over and over. And then I wanted to drink. And that, you know, so it was crazy. And I'd drive out of town to buy my little bottle of vodka so no one would see me here in Balboa. You know,
and yeah, congrats on being able to handle it. You know, I'm looking at your refrigerator behind you, Matt. You've got a lot of interesting things on your fridge.
Something. Then you see over there, I have the Christmas Bambi and the snowman that I'm too lazy to bring down, bring back up.
Right, and
but I have to go put up my spring and. St. Patrick's Day, the design my mom drew on.
Are you going to come to the St. Patty's Day kickoff party next week?
Yeah, I think I will. Yes, sir.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great, four bands, and would love to see you there. So once again, obviously we've got some time yet, but last year you completely had your entire list of people filled with playing in the golf tournament, and then you had a silent auction afterwards and the party at Original Pizza also at the Newport Beach Golf Course, and it was a really nicely done event, I thought. Very good.
Yeah, and I'm praying this one will be God's will. It'll be just as nice and for the people, because we're going to have activity halls where there'll be different people there, you know, and the girl Stacy from Go Battery, she's gonna be there with her battery. She's gonna be one of the halls, you know, doing all, just like telling them how they work and then giving them out, because I'm gonna put my positive-matters.org on there.
All right, that is your website where people can sign up to be in Matt's golf charity golf tournament. And also his phone number, 949-375-1178. That's his cell phone. If you have any questions, if you want to sign up, I know I got a couple just today. So what's your instant request? Our musical theme of the day is Woman and Women in honor of International Women's Day. What do you want to hear?
I think Bob Dylan, Just Like a Woman. I think that's the name of the song.
Just Like a Woman. Yeah, I'll find it. I know that one.
Bob Dylan, man. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
No. We get requests for Bob Dylan every now and then.
I do. Okay, then I'll shut my mouth.
All right. Matt, thanks a lot, as always.
All right, thank you. Got to say word up to Lindsay.
That's right. You're an inspiration, Matt. Don't ever change.
All right. Thank you very much. You too, man.
Thanks.